Letters from our readers. Readers of Beyond Today magazine share their thoughts in the November-December 2024 issue, The Global Impact of the U.S. Election. In our July-August issue, we examine the compounding effects of humankind's disobedience to God, the futile attempts to fix it, and the way out that he reveals in the Bible.
Your continued publication of articles concerning politics, more specifically one political candidate over another, is uncalled for and very unnecessary. Politics should have no place in the church, let alone in articles in your magazine. If you're going to print articles that keep a watchful eye on U.S. politics, then it should be from an unbiased viewpoint, not favoring one candidate over another. Do the right thing and be fair in publishing articles concerning U.S. politics.
That comment was submitted via our website. Beyond Today does not seek to promote any political candidates for office. Our article did present some concerns from each side of the American political fray about the other for relevant commentary on the divide. That said, we are not to be neutral when it comes to issues that are moral or in addressing the moral messaging and impactful decisions and actions of public figures. So much is declared off-limits as political, but the Word of God has much to say on many such matters. We must also recognize that while no political candidates or parties are in alignment with Scripture, some pursue agendas that are much farther from biblical morality, leading to much greater societal harm. It would actually be wrong to say that doesn't matter since no one is good and to try to draw some moral equivalence between such opposing sides. And it's loving our neighbor to warn of where pernicious political agendas would lead. When matters of public policy deal with sin and evil impacting a society, we should be loud and strong in our comments. That is not being political, that is being biblical in the tradition of the prophets. May we all pray for God's guidance in saying what ought to be said. The Last Best Hope of Earth.
This whole issue is absolutely wonderful. The article, The Last Best Hope of Earth, is so perfect and offers hope, even though things look so grim in the news. I'm so glad you focused on the kingdom while showing the ugly truth in this present world, as you did so well in the rest of the magazine. I could hardly contain myself when I read Persecuted for Righteousness. Wow, so courageous.
That comment was sent to us via email. Question and answer. Can a Christian suffer from depression?
You are so right about all of it. I am not depressed, but I have anxiety. I tend to freak out quickly just by thinking about stuff. I start doing a lot of housework just to keep my mind off it, but not before I have said a prayer. I would be a controlling nut job if I did not teach myself to let go so that I don't feed my anxiety, but I have to pray. When I do, I feel so much better, and I also have Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 framed so I can read it the moment I get out of bed.
That comment was sent to us via our website contact form. More letters about our magazine and other free resources.
Thank you for the free subscription and booklets to read. I've been learning and want to understand the Bible better. I grew up in a large religious family with different beliefs. I was really confused and feel lost sometimes. Then one day I was searching online for information on the history of Israel, and one of your Beyond Today TV programs came up. Since then, I have been inspired almost every day to watch and read all your Bible study aids. Thank you for all your wonderful efforts. Many of my questions have been answered by your teachings. Also, I would like to donate, but I don't know how. Thank you.
That comment was from a subscriber in Australia. We're so pleased to be of service to you on your path to discovering the truth of the Bible. We appreciate your donation, which enables us to continue to preach the gospel to the world completely free of charge. Donations can be made via our website at ucg.org/donate.
I just wanted to say thanks to Pastor Gary Petty for his Beyond Today TV program, teaching about anger destroying your life. That message came at the right time for me. I listen to it often and I keep the key points on note cards at work. Thanks to all of you.
That comment was from a Beyond Today viewer in Michigan.
I'm 21 years old, and I am reaching out today to ask the question, how do I become a follower of Jesus Christ? I was doing some research on the 7 deadly sins that God tells us to steer away from, and I realized I commit every one of those sins. This scares me, Even after being scared, I still find myself falling back into temptation and sin. I want to break free from these chains, but I feel like I am drowning in sin with no escape. Can you offer some advice to help me overcome this struggle? Thank you for taking the time to read this.
That comment was from a Beyond Today reader in New York. We're so glad you reached out. You have come to a major realization that many people never have, or which some would rather ignore. God has revealed the right way to live, and Jesus Christ exemplified that in his life and teachings. We have a few resources that can help you on your path, namely our free study guides, Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion, and Tools for Spiritual Growth. We would also encourage you to reach out to the United Church of God pastor closest to your location for personal advice. You can find contact information at ucg.org/congregations.
For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.